Chapter 3. Don't Stop. Colin was dying for a pee. Lunarversal Learning had plenty of loonies all right, but it was decidedly lacking in loos. In his rush to get from his own class to Amanda's, he'd completely forgotten his basic physiological needs. Big mistake. "Excuse me, I'm looking for the men's." "Well, good luck, mate." Another mistake. Never ask a smiling person for directions. They're only there to take the piss. "Thank you. Could you tell me where it is, please?" "Where what is?" "The men's." "The men's what?" "The men's toilet, of course." "Oh, why didn't you say so?" "Well, I would have thought it was obvious." "Well, you'd be wrong. Never assume, because when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. Yes, I've heard it." "Well, actually, clever clogs, I was going to say you make an ass out of Sam and E." "That doesn't make sense." "It does to me. Now, where was I?" "You were going to tell me where the men's is." "Ah, yes, that's right. So if somebody asks me where the butcher's is, I don't immediately assume that they want the butcher's toilet, do I? In fact, it's far more likely that they want the butcher's shop, isn't it? Ditto bakers, greengrocers and fishmongers. It's, what they call ellipsis, I believe." "Well," asked Colin, containing himself. In any other circumstances, he would have happily clipped the guy round the ear. "And this is what they call eclipsis, I believe." "Not too bad. Yourself?" "I feel better when you tell me where the men's is, please." "So which men's is it? The toilet or the shop?" "The toilet. What exactly was a men's shop, anyway?" "Opposite the ladies. You can't miss it. Bye." "Hey, hang on. Could you tell me where the ladies is, please?" "What are you, some kind of pervert?" "No, it's just... Hey!" Too late. Having spent the last 25 years or so in this damn place, Colin should have learnt by now where the nearest toilet was. But he never seemed to find time for the important things in life, things like eating, sleeping, and peeing. Besides, he was late again. Not that he could recall ever having actually arrived late, he always seemed to make it miraculously with just a microsecond to spare. How? He didn't know, he just did. Colin opened his battered briefcase, the handle of which had vanished mysteriously during last week's Eat Your Heart Out Harry Potter workshop, and dug out his dog-eared loser's guide to the ludicrous labyrinth that is Lunarversal Learning. He needn't have bothered for all the good it did him. "You are here. You should be here. And this is where you'll end up." As he struggled to fold his map away, there were far too many permutations he could possibly cope with. He felt a tap on his shoulder. Not a kitchen tap, a human tap. Colin swung round. Seeing nothing but the wall, he tried swinging round the other way, this time with better results. "Oh, hello, Miss Slapper." "I'm not a whore, Colin." "Good for you." Unsure where this conversation was leading, Colin wisely avoided any flippant remarks along the lines of, "That's not what everybody else is saying." His director was an unnerving woman at the best of times, so he decided to bite his lip. Literally, ouch! Colin sensed that the worst was yet to come. "Have you finished that report yet, Colin?" "Which one?" "Very funny." Reports, sodding reports. If there were one topic guaranteed to make Colin's blood boil, it was this one. To be honest, a lot of topics made Colin's blood boil. But spending half your life producing reports which nobody actually needs, wants, or will ever read. Well, this was definitely up there in the top 5 of Colin's 100 things that well and truly get on my tits list. It didn't take a genius to work out why the rainforests had been disappearing even faster than Lunarversal Learning students. It was all Dolores Slapper's fault, and one day she would be held to account before the International Wood Crimes Tribunal.
"And how do you plead, Miss Slapper?"
"Guilty, of course."
"Don't you wish to say anything in your defence?"
"In my defence? What is there to say?"
"Wasn't that a song by Freddie Mercury?"
"That's right, Your Highnesship. Brilliant, wasn't he?"
"Absolutely. Well, that's that then. This court has no alternative but to find you not guilty. Fancy a beer, Miss Slapper? Or may I call you Dolores? Colin?"
Colin came prompt to a stop, then two with a start. "Don't worry, Miss Slapper, I haven't forgotten it." Whatever it was. Lunarversal Learning was a reporter's paradise, and Colin for his sins had been appointed reporter-in-chief. Recent commissions included new markets for old students, old markets for new students, any old markets for any old students, profits and profiteroles, innovation, education, and desperation, good, better, betterer, head blood, etc. Inevitably, the only genuinely interesting report that he'd produced was one that nobody had even asked him for. "My report or my reports? An in-depth study of soil and soil destruction." Miss Slapper had been distinctly unimpressed at the time, returning to Colin's desk together with one of those irritating sticky yellow notes on which he'd written two little words in blood red. "See me." "You've got a bleeding lip, Colin." "Why do you say that?" "Because your lip is bleeding." "Oh, right. I was thinking of getting my lip pierced anyway," said Colin, swiping his bottom lip with the back of his hand. "Bollocks, you were. So I'll have it on my desk by the end of the day?" "That's anybody's guess, Miss Lapper." "The report, Colin." "Ah, yes, the report. No problem." As his director waltzed off down the corridor looking for her next victim, Colin reached into his jacket pocket for his diary and pulled out a little notebook instead. The book was little. You could write your notes any size you wanted, so long as they weren't bigger than the actual book, of course. On the first page, Colin had begun, "My greatest non-jokes." Question: why aren't there any aspirins in the desert? Answer: because the camels eat them all. On the next page, he had started, "Questions for discussion." 1. What's your favourite Oasis album? On page 3, some clown had drawn a picture of a semi-clad female and signed it, "Colin Picasso." Hilarious, Jack. On page 4, he hadn't even bothered with the title, he'd just written, "Whatever happened to the Hill Street Blues Season 3 DVD? And on the 5th page, he had begun, "My best endings." "What about us?" she asked incredulously. "But what's America got to do with it?" he replied cretinously. And that was as far as he had got. Colin probably held the world record for having created the greatest number of one-item lists. Whoever said the hardest part was getting started had clearly never tried continuing or finishing a list in their life. And whoever objected to using "their" as an alternative to "his" or "her" could stick it up his or her ass as far as Colin was concerned. He put his notebook away and tried his other pockets, but there was no sign of his diary. He was hopelessly lost without it. Well, he was hopelessly lost with it as well, but he always found it reassuring to see in black and white which meeting he had nearly missed, which class he had almost overlooked, or, as in this case, which report he had completely forgotten. That's odd. I must have left it on my desk. Colin glanced at his watch. There was no time to go back to the staff room now. Grabbing a fluorescent green marker from his briefcase, he scrawled, "Slapper report," on his hand, his other hand. With a permanent reminder of the task in hand, Colin felt somewhat relieved, though he was far more interested now in a different kind of relief. He made one last attempt to decipher his bloody map. "Toilet to let, but you'll never find it." Screwed it up in disgust, and choosing a direction at random, charged off into the distance. His bursting bladder could wait, his blasted show couldn't. And as he ran, one thought alone tormented him. Who the hell was bombarding them with Fleetwood Mac at this unearthly hour?